There's eccentric, there's crazy, and then there's David Icke. It's been ages since I listened to anything David Icke said. I used to be a big fan of conspiracy theories, but even when I was a big fan of conspiracy theories, and I never really believed them, even when I was a big fan, David Icke was out there. This was a guy who, after a brief semi-religious moment where he got on TV and said that he was Jesus, after that brief moment, this is the guy. I don't think he invented the concept of lizard people, but he's certainly one of the main popularizers of the concept. That is, that certain people in society, the so-called ruling classes, are not actually human. They're lizard people. At its simplest, this theory actually seems to be suggesting that there are people who are, well, not human. They're lizards disguised as humans. And there are some people online who just search YouTube, who like to go through video of newsreaders and politicians such as Bush and presumably Obama now, looking for a frame where their human eyes change into lizard eyes, that sort of thing. In this interview from November 2009, David Icke is taking a slightly more sophisticated version of this insane idea. He seems to think that the people in charge of the economy, of politics, all seem to be related to each other because they all share a certain genetic trait that enables them to be the conduit, if you will, for the lizard people. Here's what he says.
There are entities that are anything but human who have been manipulating this reality, this world, for eons. And because they are working on, operating on a frequency that's different to ours, they have to manipulate our world through conduits, I mean, and interfaces. They are bred to be the vehicles within visible light, this world that we experience, of these entities. And if you go back and you look at religious beliefs, etc., of the ancients and the accounts of the ancients, these entities, which go under different names, some people call them the serpent race, some people call them demonic. In the Islamic culture, they call them jinns. All different names, but the same entities.
He's such a good talker. Notice the careful way he builds up to talking about the fact that he thinks some humans are lizard people. The way he couches it in pseudoscientific terms. I think it's interesting, bordering on cruel, that people talk to this guy and interview him and take him seriously. It's like talking to someone who thinks they're Napoleon and referring to them as Napoleon. You know, like, would the general like more porridge? I think it's mean. I think the vast majority of people he speaks to are there to look at him in the way that past generations would look at the village idiot or a visiting freak show. I think they're making fun of him, and I think on some levels he knows it, and some levels he doesn't. I think the reason people who do believe David Icke, and surely there can't be many, but I think the reason people do believe him, or at least want to, is because people like narrative. They don't want what's happening on the world stage, financial meltdowns, countries going bankrupt, oil spills off the coast. They don't want those things to be the results of unconnected screw-ups. They want it to be part of a vast story, a conspiracy. I think people find that kind of story far more satisfying. It's almost as if some people need what happens to be part of a conspiracy. Otherwise, it's meaningless. Of course, I would say that, wouldn't I?
I am a lizard person. Go back to your dreams, human cattle. Ha 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 ha.